welcome to More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man who is looking at me right now going, what the fuck are you about to say?
I know.
Mr. Richard Avery.
Dude, what the fuck, brah?
Dude. We should say dude the whole show.
Dude or bro? Yo, bro.
No,
bro.
I can't do bro. I can do dude.
Bro. Like, hey, Serena, you're my bro.
Wait, or what about bra? Why do people say
yo,
bra?
Righteous
yo,
bra. Bra. Dude, bra. Let's hit the waves, bra.
So
one boff and I'm off.
Today is one of our world famous, easily done, easily produced no, episodes.
I know, but it's always the fun ones.
It's always the fun
because
ones.
Because all hell breaks
the
loose.
The list is
I got shit I'm gonna
so
say.
So long. This of the people we've done this with because it's easy and it's fun. Today, my guests are Serena Blair and Nikki Next. And so we're going to start this right off with...
First of all, wait before you say anything. Nikki, say hello.
Hello.
Okay, Serena, say hello.
Hi.
Because you have to know whose voice is who.
They sound alike. It's
I know
okay.
they do. And it's actually, they're really not here. It's just me pretending to be them.
But you're really good.
Serena Blair, hello.
I'm Serena. So how are you?
Here we go.
And he could do both of us at the same time.
Hey, I'm really good.
Here we go. Round one.
Round one.
Nikki next. What the fuck?
What the fuck, Mo?
I know.
What the fuck is up with super narrow streets on my way here?
Oh.
Because I almost hit like 5 cars and I'm not kidding. And
all the were they the parked were like, ones?
No. Oh. Okay. I drove down the street and a big truck came like barreling around the corner. I almost hit him. So I had to back up all the way, swerve like to the right. And I don't know, I came within like an inch of
death.
More than one car and well, death.
I mean, the studio is in one of these places that has narrow streets here in Hollywood because back in the day, I guess, even though they had large cars, I guess not many people drove.
Could you
imagine 257 Chevys driving down?
No, like, or two, like
road?
In the 40s, like big cars
exactly.
down these roads. Like, because these streets were mostly built in the 20s.
The best part is the people that just don't know how to handle those streets. And like, you come towards them and then they just stop.
Yeah.
And
they
like,
freak out.
You're going to hit me. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to hit you if you don't move the fuck out of my way.
I could get in trouble by saying this, but it's mostly women drivers because they sit there. They cannot judge their right side, how much space they have on the right of the car,
well,
which they
have...
usually have like 3 feet. And they go like, oh, and you're just like, if you guys move over 2 feet, there's plenty of room. But they like to drive down the middle of the road.
But then you worry if you're going to hit the car on the right
yeah,
side.
But the, you guys
yeah, but
overcompensate.
Would you rather hit
that's
the moving
true.
Car or the parked car?
That's
parked
true.
Car, because parked car is not going to chase you.
Exactly.
And fuck them.
Exactly.
Okay.
They park there. It's
we can't
fault.
Beat up on women too much. Their measurement sense is really off because they've always been, first of all, told that 5 inches is big.
True.
But 5 inches is actually 8 inches. So their whole thing is so that 3 feet, they're off by
we're all
almost
screwed
a
up.
Foot.
I know.
Look, in porn, it's 8 inches, dude. No, it's a foot. It's a foot. Look at it. It's huge. Dude, get out the measuring
Why
tape.
Why are you
it's
measuring from your ankle?
But what is big?
What is big?
Yeah, what is big?
Wait, you both are just girl-girl performers.
No.
Girl, not girl. Me.
Oh, you're not. So,
boy-girl's my favorite.
Okay, so what's big
she
to you?
She likes boys.
I love boys.
Like really young
big?
Boys.
Young, skinny, white
old.
Boys.
Yeah.
I used to be that.
I, like
20 years ago.
30.
Eight is big.
8 inches around?
8 inches long.
Oh.
And around.
So you like thick or you like long?
Like Coke?
No, I don't like long. Long is annoying to me. I think I like thick more than long.
I got a chance here. Alex, get her
yeah,
number.
Exactly.
And since you're all girl, you like...
But she's got a boyfriend.
No,
she
I don't.
Doesn't.
No, she has a girlfriend. She's a boyfriend, girlfriend.
What makes you think I have a boyfriend?
Yeah, what... Have you been around Jada Stevens just getting fucking high by sitting next
so.
To her?
I guess so.
Yeah, what the fuck is with that? Okay, so what's
boys
your strap on si- what's your strap on size?
My strap on size. Well, it depends on the lady that I am working with or playing
oh,
with.
Oh, wait a second. Does
See,
that mean
you're
always wearing it?
When you're a gentle lady, then you let the girl who is receiving pick the size and she gets to pick whatever she wants. Because that's the nice thing about a strap-on is, you know, I could put on a whale penis.
Do you have different size ones?
Yeah.
How many different size ones do you have?
Like 5.
like in a little briefcase. I'm just like picturing this.
No,
like,
actually, I have side by side.
All perfectly velvet lined. Take your pick.
No, but it is a well lit curio cabinet.
And do you have? Does each one have a name? Here's Raul. He's the 4. Yeah. Here's Leroy. He's
no,
the 10
they inch. Don't have names. Like the white one with balls, the one with a suction cup, the blue one. You know,
they should have names.
You should name them.
Tyrone.
Exactly.
Like, okay. Here's Leroy.
Well, what the fuck is up with these giant toys? Because I went through and I've done this for a couple different companies, had to go pick up toys, and we got them from, say, Doc Johnson. And we go through and we want these toys for these girls, and we're not getting the toys for the girls. We're going to the guys' section because the guys are the ones that mm-hmm. do the big toys. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, no, this is Titan Men. They have the huge toys. And it's like, okay, ladies, here are your giant toys that dudes use. What is up with these giant toys and what orifices they go into? Because seriously, it's a little nuts. Big toys?
I don't do big toys. Most lesbians don't do big toys. They're not
my
used
question to you both,
to
though,
getting...
My question to you both now, you just made me think of that. Something else, and I hate to interrupt and ruin the subject here. But
what the fuck?
Do you guys ever watch gay porn, men?
I do. I love gay porn.
I especially love the gay wrestling.
Do you really?
Oh, that's when.
Yeah. I love naked combat. They get all oily. I hate wrestling on that mat after the men have wrestled because there's always like a thin film of oil after they've done their thing, and it's disgusting.
Okay, if you look, she looked like she was about ready to stroke out.
It's nasty.
Have you literally sat down and watched men fuck?
Oh yeah.
Interesting.
I think
it's hot.
I think a lot of girls like watching gay porn.
Really?
Because I do. Yeah.
I mean,
and I'm very straight.
No.
It's, and I don't know. It's like
Well, wait.
Is it hot?
Hot, I think I just like porn in general. I like sex. I like watching people have sex, and if they're enjoying it, then I'm pretty much enjoying it.
Well, see, I'm not a fan of girl porn. It's just I've been on set for enough of it. I just don't find it interesting. That's not my thing. So, I mean, would you then equate it to the same thing? How guys like watching girl porn, which is gay, if you will. Do you equate it to the same thing that you're watching two men, and that's what you're attracted to as men, and watching two of them do it together is hotter?
I think so. For me, it's less of like the men aspect, but they have a different way of having sex than two girls together or a man and woman together, and I just think.
So you're saying women are the problem here? Take women out of the equation and you're fine.
Women are crazy.
Why don't you like women, Serena Blair?
All women. <you. laughs>
She really hates women.
Why do you hate women?
I know.
Does your boyfriend hate women too?
Oh my God.
My question,
Frank.
My question.
We know your boyfriend's name is Frank.
My question to you
is
what? My question to you is, you know, what is it about women you hate so much? Are you one of those
I fucking can't stand those.
Are you one
cunts.
Of those like gay Republicans who bash against gay people but they're really gay? It's like
yeah,
that kind of thing.
That's,
like,
I'm
I hate
so
women,
closet.
But I really love women. It's like I get it now. She's like a total fraud.
I'm so gay for pay.
So, that's it, just for pay.
And do you like seeing
because I make millions doing girl?
Do you like seeing guys do like gay men doing crazy sticking fists and doing crazy sticking large objects in guys' asses and crazy shit like that? Or just straight up?
I'm entertained watching it.
Okay.
I'm not necessarily turned on
but
by
it's
it.
Entertaining.
It's a like you know, as someone who works in porn, like I think you know that's really cool that you can do that with your body. That's maybe not something I would do with my body, but.
So it's like going to the sideshow.
Yeah, it's like the sort of, it's like wow.
Yeah, you know, it's the car crash. Then you pull over and go, "Ooh, what's that?"
Yeah, but
a car just went up his butthole.
And he loved it.
What's the strangest thing you've ever seen that you went, "Holy fuck! I cannot believe they just did that."
Oh God, there's so many. Nikki?
Well, there's a lot of crazy stuff on the internet. I think a lot of toys are overrated. So I'd rather watch two people have sex, just pure sex. But like. I don't know, like double fisting's pretty crazy to me. Because I close my eyes and I think about it and I don't know if I could take it personally. So, but there's a lot of crazy stuff.
I love watching chicks get double fisted. Like one in each hole just go, I love that shit. It's
fucking
hot.
Crazy though.
And it's got to be a dude doing it because then you know, yeah, that bitch is stretched out.
Yeah.
Because when a girl's fisting a girl and you're like, yeah, but her hand is like,
yeah,
exactly.
Size of my hand.
Exactly.
Not
that's not it.
I don't know.
Like, look at the size
of
my hand compared to Nikki's.
No one's ever said no to me fisting. Well,
look
them.
At, like, can you imagine, like,
how small my
Serena,
hand is.
Serena, whose hand do you want up your ass? Mine or hers?
And mine's soft too. His is like rough.
That's what's good.
Well, I'm a man.
It's textured for your pleasure.
I think you have to be a true masochist to be fisted up the ass.
Oof.
You know,
I don't know about that.
We started this What the Fuck episode off with traffic, and funny enough, I used to work at Pulse Distribution, and so they had millions of DVDs in the back, and so they had a lot of gay titles because they make a fortune off of gay titles as opposed to straight titles because you can sell them for twice as much. Mm-hmm. But the guys pointed out there's the deep, dark section, which is the really bad stuff, and it was some dude sitting on a traffic cone. And I was I'm out. That was the one where I was like, that went too far.
I was just waiting for you to all of a sudden confess something really good. Like, I was doing this and I found my favorite DVD. Like, I was waiting for a confession here all of a
sudden. And I watched it 10 times.
Yeah, exactly.
Relationship with the watermelon.
You know what's, yeah, exactly. No, you know what's funny is I don't, I just started going through and watching a little bit of porn again, just to look and see what's out there. And I found some European stuff that was fucking hot. And then it was a long time since I've seen a dude like pull out after coming and then just piss all over the girl. And I was like, welcome to Europe.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, huge. Oh, no, it's huge. And I'm like, yeah, let's move on with this.
I don't like things that are dirty. Like, well, sex is already dirty enough, right?
But real dirty.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, let's just keep it clean.
Well, it wasn't like he pissed inside her. That's just using her as a human
urinal. I don't know what the difference is in that case. Inside, outside, on.
It's pee.
It's nasty.
Pee's gross.
What the fuck, Mo? You're like totally grossing me out.
You're really grossing me out now.
Here's the line.
The line.
It's like, can you imagine the girl, hey, sweetheart, can we do this scene together? And then afterwards, you're going to be my toilet.
Like, okay, no. Actually, there was a tweet about this. One of the girls who I've mentioned on the show a couple times before, I forget exactly. Oh, I'm sure she's done some shit. No, this girl, younger girl, within like 9 months of being in the industry, she goes through and she tweets that one of her early boyfriends, now this girl's like 19, one of her early boyfriend forcibly pissed in her mouth and she liked it. And I was like, huh. So I retweeted it and put pound. I said, and they say romance is dead. Pound porno romance, right? But then every time I read some of this girl's stuff where it's just so blatantly stupid, she's a sweetheart. But some of the things she writes is just so stupid. I go, I kind of just want to piss in her mouth just because she's stupid. I love you. But you know what I mean? And so that's, you know, it's out there.
She liked it.
Yeah, but it's almost like.
She liked it.
Like she's saying these things like, yeah, I did this and he did that. And you're like, I don't think she realizes, like, wow, this is bad.
How do you know it was even true? It's Twitter.
That's true.
Well, I learned that from Brie Olson with Twitter.
I thought everything on the internet was true.
She does a lot. No, trust me, this girl's not bright enough to come up with stuff.
I know a girl who her first scene was a shit scene.
Oh,
Mika Tan?
No, another
sounds
girl.
Like a shitty day.
Yeah. No, her first scene literally was getting shit on and the whole, like, that was her first scene. And then she worked in porn for maybe 4 or 5 years.
It took a lot out of her. She was pooped afterwards.
Yeah. Finally.
But that's like the sad story for her was, you know, she was just young and dumb and didn't know any better. And the guy, you know, totally convinced her and just, you know, she thought, hey, everybody's doing this, so I'll do it too.
Yeah, everybody's doing it.
Yeah. But when you're like 18 and you have nobody telling you,
you don't know
what's right or wrong.
Yeah, when you're 18 and someone tells you, please poop on me, and you're like, yeah, I'm 18. Yeah. Sure.
Legal age of consent. Let's get down to it.
I don't remember being that type of 18-year-old. Okay.
But I do. But they're out there, though. That's the thing, you know. And this day, the documentary you just talked about. What the fuck is up with that documentary?
Oh, yes. Hot Girls Wanted.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be a topic for a future show.
You know
show.
I'm doing this. You know I'm doing a documentary called Hot Girls Needed.
Yeah, we need more hot girls in this industry because I swear some of the agency sites are lacking heavily.
I know. Do you guys ever notice that? Because you love girls. Do you ever notice that, like, there's so many girls that are doing porn that you kind of just say, like, these girls shouldn't be doing porn. They're not that good looking.
Oh, absolutely.
I think I'd say at least 50% of them should go get a real job.
I think you shouldn't do it if you're 18. I think you should wait till 20, 21.
18 and a half?
18 and a half, totally fine. I think you should wait till you're 21.
Honestly. I do too, but if you can join the Marines, you should be able to do porn.
Exactly. If you're a legal consenting adult, you should be able to do whatever the hell you want to do.
Right.
I want to see a documentary about teenage boys that are taken advantage of by playing basketball, sent to college, completely fake scholarships, absolutely, are then in a billion-dollar industry forced to play this game and saying, oh, one day you'll get in the NBA, which, or, oh, of course they will. Or, hold please.
They do documentaries about the NCAA all the time.
Next is, I want to see these younger dudes that are in, and chicks too, boy bands. I want to go see this. Go find the Jonas Brothers and find out what happened to them. You watch these people that go through a puppy mill.
The one's a big star right now.
Yeah, but you go through and you see these guys, yeah, and it's like you are the biggest thing on the planet, and then you're just dropped. And it's you like no you're money. Done. And quick. You have nothing left, and it's like, and they push this, and it's a complete American Idol, all these things. It's meant to create this icon, and then you have to get the next one, the new one, the next year.
Let me interrupt. Let me interrupt on that, because they don't understand, especially when it comes to American Idol and The Voice and all that shit. It's not about the end result to those shows. It's about the journey. Mm-hmm. It's about the talent contest, is what it's all about, making the money, the fame. They don't. Winning it means nothing. I mean, if you do something after you win it, and then right, have maybe a dozen of them have done something, but ultimately those shows and all that stuff nowadays is just built on the making of it. Like, even this documentary is about the girls doing amateur porn, right? Who gives a fuck what they do afterwards? It's just, this is all about the getting there, the
what
journey.
They learned.
The journey.
No, I mean, the documentary definitely opened up some things that should be discussed.
I didn't watch it.
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
Why am I the only one to watch this? Oh, my biggest concern.
Because you have no job and you sit at home all day
exactly.
long.
Exactly. No, my biggest concern, especially in the political climate that we're in the industry, is the last thing that I want to have happen is an assembly member, a senator, a city council member sitting back on Netflix on a Saturday night, his wife's off someplace else, and he goes, "Hot Girls Wanted, I wonder what this is about." Wait, all these porn people have been saying that you're totally legitimate. I'm watching this now. And he takes that as
right.
This is porn. So
mm-hmm. That's true.
And hopefully I'm sure he's going to say, this is porn. This is horrible. And then he gets online and he orders himself a hooker and gets at the fucking Mondrian yeah. Hotel and fucks the hooker and says, don't you say anything about this. And
here, let me give you an extra bonus so you don't feel so exploited.
Exactly. Do you want to watch Hot Girls Wanted with me?
I feel really bad. I was only paying her $1,000 an hour. I got to pay her a little more because I think I was exploiting her. I'm going to pay her double her rate. Exactly.
But this is terrible.
Yeah, it's wrong.
It's very bad.
This is wrong, but keep doing it.
Come back next week.
I know. I'll see you next week and the week after and the week after. I mean, it's just to me a lot of that documentary to me is I get it, and it does show a taste of what goes on because it's not lying about anything. What people have to understand is that's just such a sliver of what pornography is mm-hmm. all about, the industry. And I hate when people generalize like that. And I think from what I can see, I'm not going to review it, but they seem like they've done their part and they talked about this one sliver, but like. It's like to sit there and generalize and say that's what it's all about. It's just like saying all lawyers are assholes. Well,
yeah, okay,
they are.
Some are.
Well, and also documentaries are not known for being completely unbiased.
Yeah, and how much can you show in like 2 hours? Anyway,
exactly. And I haven't yeah. seen it yet, but I know it's, and I will at some point in time, about SeaWorld is Blackfish.
Oh, yeah. I've seen
and
that.
I've not seen it. I've not seen it yet. And so,
how have you not seen that?
Because I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it because I've worked in animal husbandry for so many years, and it's such a conflicting topic for me. And I have so many friends who work at zoos and...
Well, it's you're going to be fine with it. You're just going to hate SeaWorld like everybody else.
Oh, I've hated SeaWorld for years, though.
Oh.
She already does.
It's a really good documentary, and these ads they're doing now are just really hideous. Like, they're really stretching and trying to stay afloat. But, I mean, I know they're basically going to go out of business soon, sooner than later. It's a great documentary, and it just makes you sad for these animals because the way they're being treated. And no animal should be in a cage like that. I mean, I understand zoos, and I love zoos, and I love going to the zoo and I love seeing animals, but what they do to these whales is a lot worse than I think how they treat a lion at the LA zoo.
Well, I mean, I think my pretty much my reaction to it was I just rolled my eyes and said, well, it's about fucking time because this isn't news to me. Right. Like it shouldn't be news to anybody when you go to SeaWorld and you notice their tail, their dorsal fins are flopped over and you never see an animal in the wild with a dorsal fin flopped over. Right. I mean, big hello.
Well,
like,
I go
have
back.
You ever been to SeaWorld or anything like that?
When I was a kid, yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever been to any of the zoos, San Francisco Zoo and things like that?
I haven't been to the San Francisco Zoo yet,
I
actually.
Went to the LA Zoo last year for the first time in all the years living here.
Really?
Horrible.
Yeah. It was actually really good. Ash and I went on a date. Ash and I went on a date, and we actually kind of had a good time.
They are working on it. I met a couple years ago their enrichment director. And so they are working on updating some of their exhibits, but it's a slow process because there's a lot of politics involved.
Oh, a lot.
What about San Diego Zoo?
I've been there.
I don't know a lot about San Diego Zoo. I've been there, but I don't know anybody that works there.
You know what's funny is I was just thinking, because they've been expanding the zoo and making it bigger. Talk about another zoo and what the fuck. They are finishing up the 405 expansion. To make it wider. Because the zoo of the 405, they went through and did some sort of study, and basically what they figured out is that the average commuter for this whole thing has gained 15 seconds. Because now everybody hears that, oh, the 405 has expanded, it's going to be faster, so all it's done is brought more people to the 405. And they're saying technically they could probably never expand it wide enough to make it where it would actually be useful.
And it costs like $1 billion to do this bullshit.
That was totally worth it.
So we just talked about animals, and
Well, you like animals?
We went someplace.
Have you ever thought about fucking an animal?
Blank stare.
No.
Cross the line now.
No, actually, no.
Asa talked about fucking an animal.
Yes. No, would I watch it? Would I watch a chick get fucked by a donkey? Fuck yeah, I would. I would pay money to see that, and Asa and I both discovered that we would pay more to see a non-consenting donkey show. But not to go too far with that. But
the donkey didn't consent.
If the donkey could get a hard on, no. As
the
Asa put it,
signed the paper.
Yeah, as she said, is the donkey can fuck you, but you can't fuck the donkey. That's the rule.
Loophole.
If the donkey can get a boner and fuck the chick, it's saying, "Hey, I'm down."
The guy in Washington died that way.
I know. I saw that documentary.
Would you guys watch it?
I wouldn't.
Donkey fuck a girl? No. You wouldn't be curious just to watch?
No, animals, No. Animals and humans is no.
God, you're no fun. Well, you're not coming to my birthday party.
So
I'll send cupcakes.
Exactly. Serena, we played a little game with you on the last
game
episode. And I wanted to do this again. And she mentioned that you've worked with animals. Mm-hmm. And in a previous episode about 500 episodes ago, you told us about how you work with birds of prey, mm-hmm. otherwise known as raptors.
Mm-hmm. Is Batman a bird of prey?
Pretty sure he's a man.
So,
but what's a bat? A bat's a mammal, right?
Yeah, actually.
So, smart. I'm going to go through, and I have three topic stories, statements. Two of them are true. One is false. And it's not quite about the normal raptors. It's about those other raptors that died off quite a while ago.
I thought you were going to say the Toronto Raptors.
I have not heard of them. Didn't they used to be the Seattle Seahawks?
No.
Is that the one?
No. Okay. Your basketball team in Toronto? God, you're so
anybody?
Is that in
sports?
America?
We're such
Toronto.
Sports
you tell me
exactly. Okay, so here we go. Those other raptors. Three of them. So you have to figure out which one is false.
Okay.
Unlike in the movies, velociraptors were the size of modern-day turkeys. Discovered in Montana, the fossil of the Indominus rex make it the largest raptor found to date. Mm-hmm. Despite having feathers, this is C, I guess we should have done this. Yeah. Despite having feathers, the arms of velociraptors were too short to allow them to fly. So, were they the size of turkeys? Indominus Rex, the largest one ever, or not allowed to fly, or couldn't fly?
I'm going to go with B being the false one.
B is the false one. That's your final answer?
Yeah.
I'm saying C.
You're saying C? Nikki, do you care to choose
I think B.
Okay, you're going with B as well. So the girls are going with B, and the girls are correct. just so you know, I watched Jurassic World this last couple days yesterday, and the Indominus Rex is the creature that they create in Jurassic World.
I've never heard that before, so that was a tip off.
So I figured, you know, we talked about raptors before. I wanted to have some fun with her, she won this one.
I know, I said C, but I really meant B.
You meant B. She lost the last one, though.
Yeah.
She didn't know much about Serena Blair.
So she's 50-50.
Selma Blair. I barely know
about
her.
Does she know about Selma? Did you see the movie Selma?
Whoa. Okay. So this has been another one of our fun-filled what the fuck episodes. Now we're going to go ahead and let you guys plug whatever the fuck you want. Serena Blair, where can we find you out on the interwebs?
The one and only SerenaBlair.com. It's the hardest name you could possibly remember.
It's called the one and only SerenaBlair.com?
If only. No, it's just SerenaBlair.com.
Everybody go out and buy that domain name.
No! I own it. It's mine.
It. Richard Avery is now going on GoDaddy, proud sponsor of More with Mo, to buy that domain. Where else can we find you?
Check my Twitter, SexySerenaB, and my Instagram, and I'm also on Reddit sometimes, lurking about. Yeah.
How about you, Nikki?
iHeartNikki.com, iHeartNikki.com. I'm starting an art and music blog this Friday, so I'm excited. Twitter, it's Nikki Next. ITSNIKKINEXT, and Instagram is the same. It's Nikki Next.
Mr. Avery, do you have anything to offer that you want to plug? Something for
I want to plug The Average Mo, because it's the best website in the world.
How about in the Julie Land universe?
It's better there than anywhere. It's bigger than, it's the best.
It's the best.
The best of the best.
Thank you, Dick. You are so sweet. This could have been the sarcasm episode. So I want to do one last final what the fuck before I plug my own shit. I just have to say, between Nikki Next and Serena Blair, they have about 14,000 followers on Twitter together. And I have over 15,000. And what the fuck is with that? That is pathetic. You guys need to follow these girls because they're awesome. There's some great photos. I'm looking at Nikki Next right now with tape covering over her titties and like in a cardboard box. They both have really great, they're smart girls and they have some great stuff on there. And since I'm way better than they are anyhow, go ahead and follow me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. And you can check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show. Thanks for listening.